Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was performed by Faya Wahab.
In March 2011.
Where the theme was families.
Getting married without love proved wrong to me. I was young, inexperienced, and the bad situation in my country, Iraq, was terrible. Wars, dictatorship, and I have no choice. When I got married, I have no right to refuse or to choose. After 1 month of marriage, we had our first argument. I told him, please wear your jacket. It's too cold. And let me know where are you going? He said, I have only one mother. I don't want the second mother. And politics is the first thing in my life, over my family and my everything. I couldn't do anything at that time. I was except to cry and become depressed. I couldn't tell my family. I couldn't complain because I was imprisoned at that time as well because... as a politician wife and socialist wife. So we kept on, we tried to flee our country and we kept on moving from one country to another. We went to Syria, to Lebanon, to Algeria, to Yemen, and then we came to England. In England, I had my daughter and my son. And... being a mother, I was so pleased to have those two children. They filled my life with joy and with happiness. I put all my love in them. I couldn't think of myself. I just give them my love and my passion. I tried to be a good mother for them. I knew their friends. I tried to give them good education. So I also go to libraries with them to know their life and to even to watch the soaps they like, such as EastEnders, and try to comment. Oi, Bianca, don't shout at Carol. Yeah. Respect. Parents should be respected. And also, my daughter was a great fan of Take That. So I learned all their songs. And one day they came to GMTV in Camden. So I tried to jump on the fence with her and whistle and say, oh, Mark, oh, I love you. So, but... I try to be the best friend, and one day I know they'll grow up and they'll leave me, but I was so happy seeing them growing up, joining the university, making a new life. Also, they've got new friends, and until one day, my son came and asked me, Mom, are you happy with my dad? I was shocked, actually. I tried to avoid this question, but being asked by my son, I said, I have you both. You are my love. You are the one I loved. He said, Mom, we loved you too. What we've got, our lives. I realized that. The fact I didn't want to admit. I was so depressed and upset. I know that it will come and they will leave me. But I tried not to think about it. I know that they won't need me anymore. I took out their photos and put them all around me. And I looked at their photos. Here's my son's first step. Here's my daughter's when she's got her first tooth. And here's they both together, they smile together and here and here and here. But indeed, life sometimes forced us to make us believe that something will happen and to accept it in the future. We have to accept that the things that we didn't accept before. As time passed, I started to look at myself in the mirror. I saw some white hair on my head. And I started to ask myself, what did I do for myself? What are my ambition, my high spirit, my achievements, my dreams? Where was I in all these things? Are my children the only achievement in my life? I spent all my life working and giving to others, not to take, thinking of others, not myself, putting myself at second, not first. At that point, I decided to change my life. I asked my husband a divorce, and he agreed. Now, I'm living the life I want. I'm traveling so much and reading, writing, practicing my hobbies. And I know that it was a very difficult decision, but I'm happy. And I asked myself, was my decision to put my life number two, was it a good one? I think so. And is it too late to live a new life? I don't think so.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.